Good morning, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Emergency responders in Muswellbrook have been given new equipment that will assist in addressing traumatic injuries. The Cayuga RFS was successful in a grant application through the West Fund Health Insurance to purchase 2 oxygen trauma kits. The kits contain first aid supplies to deal with injuries like major burns and lacerations, as well as oxygen therapy equipment. The brigade currently has several people trained in the administration of therapeutic oxygen, advanced resuscitation and trauma response. Cayuga RFS says the kits will be stored on each of their trucks once the remainder of the team is qualified. A new poll of voters across New South Wales reveals 60% believe our state's future prosperity lies in clean industries such as renewable energy and products. Around the same number agree that regional areas will benefit most from the global transformation to renewable industries and technologies. However, it also found that 1 in 5 voters believe workers who rely on fossil fuels are getting enough support to prepare for the decarbonised future. Economist at the Climate Council, Nikki Hartley, says the public view is clear on top of the environmental and economic benefits of making the switch.
6 in 10 voters agreed that regional areas are going to benefit most from the global transformation to renewables, but it must be supported by governments. So they need to add to those skills, they need to add to the infrastructure, and they need to plan really carefully to make sure that we get the most benefit for all of those regions. But clearly voters now understand that there is huge opportunity for regional Australia.
And the Hunter community is being asked to assist police with an investigation into armed robbery offences at East Maitland last month. Detectives have released CCTV vision of a man who entered a service station on Newcastle Street armed with a rifle. The man threatened a 27-year-old employee, demanding cash and cigarettes before fleeing the scene. The worker was not physically injured during the ordeal. The CCTV images reveal a man of solid build between 160 and 165 centimetres tall with a dark complexion. He was wearing dark coloured clothes and red sneakers. Anyone who may be able to assist investigators is being urged to contact Maitland Police or Crime Stoppers.